I didn't really think it was ever going to happen for us, and to score the winning goal, it's just every shooter's dream, and I'm having the best day of my life right now.
These medals just for today, and we actually want to win the World Cup.
Hi, I'm Juba Mentor, and you're listening to The Netball Show.
Scotland has been doing a really good job on the international stage.
We are thrilled that we've finally been able to announce Dan Ryan as our new senior head coach.
Welsh netball is in a really strong position at the moment. It's a real privilege for captain both the Celtic Dragons and the Welsh national team.
Welcome to The Netball Show. I'm Natalie Morris, and before we reflect on Monday's match where Wasps beat Mav at the Rico, here's Zara with last week's results.
Here's a roundup of the latest results in the league. On Friday, Sirens played at home to Celtic Dragons. The Welsh visitors won 46-50. Saturday saw Seven Stars lose to Manchester Thunder, 49-62 goals. Team Bath played away to Lightning and won 50-75 goals. And London Pulse played Surrey Storm. That score was 49-69 to Storm.
Seven Stars faced Manchester Thunder and it ended 49-62. Here are the thoughts of Lucy Harris.
It was a really good performance, but I think we kind of let them get ahead a bit too far in the end of the second quarter, and then they kind of ran away with it in the third. So we needed to stick to task a little bit more and for slightly longer. But really positive to go with them for so long, quite neck and neck to halfway, and then also to win that last quarter was really positive for us. So we're just going to keep doing what we're doing, but fix what needs to be fixed in the video analysis after that as well.
And how good was it to see how full the arena was tonight?
Really good, yeah. Everyone was, the roof was off, the DJ was playing all his music. It was really, really good. And it was really nice. My mum and little sister came to support as well, so... And I can also hear Jodie Gibson in the crowd shouting, so that's really awesome as well.
Do you think we should take a lot of confidence from this?
I think we should. I think also to come back in the last quarter, to win that last quarter, that shows a lot of resilience and a lot of grit. I think, yeah, we just need to stick to task for a little bit longer, especially coming into that third quarter, because that is where the game's won or lost. So, but Thunder took it to us tonight. They were a really smart outfit and they had really good changes off the bench as well.
On the changes off the bench, great to see that we've got, you know, changes that we can make, that do make a difference.
Yeah, no, definitely. Like, anyone who came on with real impacts, and it also allows us to kind of get some people off, get them rested, get some coaching points on so we can adapt more when they go back on. So we can do that relatively consistently through the court, through attack and through into the defence. So yeah, really good.
Next game up, Gloucester next weekend, Surrey Storm.
Yeah, really big game. So we beat them in pre-season, but they've had a really successful couple games. They smashed back, which is obviously awesome for them. So they'll be taking a lot of confidence into our game, but we'll also be taking that confidence and also taking the confidence in from today, because we did do a really good job. It's just we need to stick to task for a bit longer. So hopefully we'll do that next week.
Stars are back at the Uni of Gloucestershire Arena taking on former champions Surrey Storm on Saturday the 16th of February at 6 p.m. Chelsea Lewis shared her thoughts on the next game to Cardiff Met broadcast.
The Dragons have now won as many matches by round five of this season as they did in the whole of last season. So that must fill the team with confidence.
Yeah, I think we feel confident. We know we're training really hard and the structures of the Dragons, how they train, have changed this year. But not only that, it's a completely different team. Like, if you look from last year to this year, not many of the players who played for Dragons last year are still there. So it's a completely new culture, new coach, so it's definitely positive.
And you were scoring goals galore there last week again. You and Khalifa McCall seem to be striking up a good relationship. Is there something like you're working on in training there? Or is it just like a natural partnership?
I think for me and Khalifa, what people probably don't realise is we've never played together before. So I think this is only like something like our sixth match together ever. So I think for us, it's always learning. So after every game, we're all speaking to each other, seeing like what we can do to help each other. So I think that partnership is only going to get better as the games go on, so it's really exciting. And the big thing is both of us like to shoot, so it's quite good for us being in the same team where we can share the load and share the workload.
Yeah, relentless in the shooting, you two. And Susie Drain's stats were very impressive the other night as well. Drain had like 14 assists. So it's brilliant you have players like Susie as well providing you with ammunition to score these goals.
Yeah, I mean, Susie's an experienced player. She's like one of my best friends as well. So we've got a good connection between us, and she's definitely a player you'd rather be on your team than against.
Wasps next Monday. Like, Tamsin Greenway has built an amazing winning culture with the Wasps. They are back-to-back champions. and have won their first four games this season as well, including beating the Mavericks last night. Do you relish these tests and the challenge of playing the champions?
I think every game in Super League now is so competitive, like you relish playing anyone, and it's going to be a good test for us to see where we're at. We're going to go in there, do our homework and see if we can compete with them, which I think will give them a good run for their money, and hopefully we can push them all the way.
And Celtic Dragons Stacian and Khalifa will be running classes for a range of ages at the Sport Wales Centre in Cardiff. More information is available on the Celtic Dragons Netball Twitter page, which is at Celtic Dragons Netball. Mavericks lost by 4 on Monday as Wasps won the game 54-50.
Wasps fans said on Twitter that she was really pleased with her team's performance on the night.
Well, congratulations with that. Your toughest test yet?
Yeah, it was, and we knew it would be, so no surprises.
Third period, you really took hold of the game, didn't you?
We did, and actually we've had good third quarters through the previous three games as well, so I think some of it is the changes and the fact that the first seven have worn down the opposition. Some of it is that we've had a bit of a break and a chance to talk in the changing room, and some of it is literally the fresh legs.
You do seem to finish games well. Are you fitter than other teams, or is it more strength and depth?
I think there's two things. I think we've got a really strong bench, which we've always known with this squad, and we also are fitter. So the girls will probably tell you, if you were to ask any of them, they moan pretty much every training session because we get them to fatigue before we even start the netball work. So I think that makes a difference, that you can hold your heads and keep your legs running in the last few minutes. It's a 60-minute game, and we know that, and we train for that.
Final quarter, you were 9 ahead at one stage. Were you concerned when they got it back to 4?
Yes, always. I mean, for me, the margin's never big enough. I kind of didn't ever feel we were going to lose it, which was good. But, you know, I would more wanted to finish on a high. I didn't want them to have the last run of goals. And just it's about how you come off the game feeling. That was really why I wanted them to push on. I didn't think we were going to lose at that point. I just wanted to finish well.
It's 4 wins out of 4. You counting them off?
I'm just going one game at a time, a little tick. We've got 2 tough away games next week. We are not underestimating anybody. We respect every single opposition. OK, it's fine to beat a top 4 team, but we don't want to go away now and lose to Celtic Dragons. So, you know, it's all about getting ready for that game now. And those 3 points are just as valuable as these 3 points. They're on 4. I mean, I think it's sitting 5th at the moment. So, you know, their confidence will be high. No pressure playing the champions, as there isn't for any team. So they'll be coming out hard for us, I'm sure. On Monday.
And as ever, they all want to beat you?
Of course. Everyone always wants to beat us. People bring their A game against Wasps, so we have to learn to cope with that. And I'm really glad, in a way, that we've had a tight game. That's good for us. That's really good for us. We would have learned a lot today.
Have you seen the Super League change since you came back over? Because obviously you were away for a year in Australia. What have you seen a difference in?
To be honest, I think the intensity it's really improved, which is really great, because obviously we have all the international players, most of them now coming this side, and that's really going to change how the game goes and obviously how people look at the Super League compared to before. But it's been really intense and exciting, and at this stage you can't really tell. You can estimate, but you can't really tell who's going to be in the top 4, and that's what you want when you play the league.
Yeah, it's very exciting, isn't it? Your third quarter seems to be your shutdown quarter. What is it about that quarter, do you think, that runs teams down and gets you that lead that you need?
I think, it was, to be honest, we've got a great squad. We don't have like 13 players or 7 players to play the game, which is really amazing. That's what you want as a team. You want a team that anyone at any stage can step on court and play, and that's our advantage. We all know the start of the game never looks pretty until probably towards the end, because obviously all the teams need to start making changes, and most of the time obviously even the opposition make changes during the third quarter. So we quite good at that, because even the girls that will step on will still be on great performance or in good condition to take on whatever they come. So I think it's just the depth of the squad that we have really allows us to make the changes, and then when we do, obviously the opposition will have to probably make the changes because of how we started. Then it just links well for the team, which is amazing.
Yeah, definitely. So what are you going to take into the Dragons game? What's the focus for that for the next game?
I think what has been great with the team is the fact that we can turn the ball over. I think out of today's game is to really capitalise on what we have in hand. Dragons have had a great game against Saurians, and everyone knows that they're putting out some great performances, which is really good as well. We've been talking about World Cup, no one knowing what's going to happen, and then it's great for this Super League not to know what's going to happen. So the fact that Dragons are really doing well, it's just pushing all the teams now to perform well, because you don't know where you're going to finish on the log. So I think going to them, the focus will be what we have in hand, finish off with the gold, and then trying to win the ball over.
Perfect. And their physicality is strong, so they're going to give you a good game, aren't they?
Yeah, definitely. I know most of the time the comment about those girls is that they'll just go hard and things, so you really have to stand your ground. We have to stand our ground and just push through. It will never be easy, but we expect that in this level, and especially now because there's still no one still knows where they are or how it's going to finish to go towards the top four. So you really have to push now to make to be kind of safe towards the end. I definitely know they'll come out hard, and everyone is expecting that, so I think we're quite prepared for that.
And you're a massive fan favourite here. I mean, when you come out on court, there's massive cheers. How does that feel for you?
Actually, it's quite exciting. I know I can be quite shy, but being here always feels like I'm in home. I enjoy playing for WASP. I enjoy the people around here. And I do go out to the schools, to the clubs, doing some coaching as well. And I know people love coming out and watching and supporting not only Ebongi, but the teams I play for, so which is exciting. So I kind of, it's always nice to come out and hear the crowd being excited. And it excites me as well. I love netball and I love the people. So it's really exciting.
Yeah, you can tell. Well, you definitely don't disappoint.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you.
Fran Williams spoke to BBC Coventry after the game.
Fran, do you enjoy that?
Yes, I did enjoy it. I enjoy it more now it's over, and I know we've got the 3 points and a good win. But no, it was a fun game. Fun game. I like playing competitive netball.
How tough a game was it?
Oh, definitely a tough game, but we expected that. You know, Mavs are definitely a team that's 100%, I think, going to be in top four. And so I think we've had some slower starts in some of our games, so we knew that we were going to have to, you know, hit the ground hard from the start. And yeah, it was definitely a tough body-on-body game. No let up by either side. We were pushed right until the end of the full 60 minutes. So no, a tough, good game in netball.
And was it a bit strange playing with George Fisher on the other side?
Yeah, so weird, particularly her being a shooter and me being a defender. And like, we're best friends, always rooming together at England, you know, spent 2 years with her here at WASP, so close. So to, you know, go up against her definitely is tough. But, you know, what happens on court definitely stays on court with us too. Like, we love giving each other a bit of rough and tough. We did that in training even when we were on the same team. So no difference really.
And did they scare you a little bit, George and the team, because from 9 goals ahead to 4 goals ahead in that final quarter?
Yeah, no, definitely. They were always going to be threatening, but like, I don't think it scared us, because I think we expected them to come at us like that. So, no, definitely no surprises in the fact that they never gave up and were keeping close in the game. But, you know, I trusted that the team would dig deep, and I was never in doubt that we'd come out with the win, but it was just we were going to have to keep pushing on to find that next level all the way through the game.
It was a special game for WASP's Sophia Kandapa, who won her first ever Player of the Match.
Player of the Match, how does that feel?
It's my first ever Player of the Match.
Yay!
In like 9 years of playing Super League.
Amazing.
So it's quite exciting. Yeah, it was good. Really good to come on and kind of pull away in that third quarter. We always knew it was going to be really tough. I think, you know, there's lots to look at on the video, but generally good to come away with a win at our first home game of the season.
Your third quarter seems to be your impact quarter. You just seem to shut teams down. What is it about that quarter do you think that...
I don't know. I actually think that we know that teams will run with us for that 30 minutes, but actually we've got the ability to then push on for a second 30. The third quarter at the moment is looking really good, but again, we've got to go away and look at those other quarters and how we need to be stronger in those other quarters, because we can't just rely on having a really good third quarter, because there's going to be a game where we don't.
Yeah, and as the season goes on, teams are going to get fitter and match the physicality.
Exactly, and they figure you out. So I said to the girls at half time, you know, just tough it out, you know, just the umpire's going to call things that we don't like, you're going to get hit, that's the game, but you have to just tough it out. And you know, we were getting the turnover, we just weren't taking care of it and capitalising on it. So I think we did that a lot better in that third quarter.
Yeah, I agree.
You know, our defence were brilliant. They never give up. They turn over so much ball for us. They were bringing the ball through court really well. They were there on our backup when we needed them. If we didn't like what we saw in front, we were going back and recycling the ball, which I think was a real strength for us.
What are you going to take into the Dragons game? moving forward?
I think just looking at the attacking end, you know, Mavs defence were brilliant. They completely shut us down in that second quarter. I think we had about three held balls on the circle edge, which just isn't good enough. But actually, it's a real opportunity for us now to go away, watch the video, see what we need to change for training and put it into that game against Celtic.
Lindsay Keeble said it was a good game for the crowd.
Oh yeah, definitely. I think it displayed an excellent show of netball, and it was great that we got more people on from both sides. It was great to see more display of different individuals. I think it was a matter of making sure that we started every quarter as we mean to finish, and making sure we didn't have lapse of concentration. And I think that's what happened in the third. We were just a bit unsure and we didn't quite work ourselves in when we were patient with it. And especially in the fourth quarter, we showed real determination and got it back. Like, we were 8 goals down and we got it back to 4, so absolutely phenomenal work by the whole team, and I'm really proud of how hard everyone dug in and just gritted their teeth and got on with the job. It was really good.
Is everything all right with you, because you only came on for that third quarter? But
yeah, have you seen our team? Hey! We've got depths and breadths, haven't we? You know, you've got to change it up, you've got to do what you've got to do, and you know, you've got to take your 15 minutes when it comes. You've got to go on, do a job, and then you get to leave when you're tired. It's great.
And who was particularly tricky for Wasps, or was it throughout the court that they provided just that little bit extra?
I think it's, we were quite gifting. I'm surprised that Amy Flanagan didn't get player of the match today. I thought she was phenomenal. I think she really made some good turnovers for Wasps. I think it's just like a possession thing. We, some of the balls were a little bit lifted, a little bit not direct enough. We weren't releasing on the first second. So it's all of confidence things. Like, once you've got the confidence, we smashed it. We were up. We got a 5-goal lead, but then let them back in again, and it was 27-0 at half time. So, you know, like, I think it's a learning curve for all of us. I think it's a learning curve for Kat and the whole team of sometimes knowing what to do, you don't know, you have to take a gamble, and sometimes it pays off and sometimes it doesn't. So, but the best thing about it was we stuck in and we only let them beat us by 4. So,
and Bath next at University of Essex.
Yes, my hometown.
Plenty of people coming down to cheer you on.
I think so. A lot of people coming down to Colchester, or up to Colchester, I should say. Essex always puts out a good crowd, and I'm respectfully an Essex girl and I love it down there. It's good. I think Bath will be a really tough side. They had a phenomenal win on Saturday, especially when they didn't have Ebony as well, so it's very interesting to see what they do. I think if we can keep calm and keep working really hard, then we have no reason not to beat them. I think it's just like doing the basics well and kind of keeping the underdog tone of just relax, calm and going for it.
And the mood's good in the camp already so far in?
Yeah, no, massively. Like, you know, we've actually got like a huge squad this year. It's great to have Gabby back. You know, we're just waiting on Karen, and you know, it's amazing to have a full set of 12, and we've got 3 people ready and raring to go to come in every single time. So, you know, I'm so proud of the family and the franchise that we've all created. The fact that people want to come and play for us, it's just phenomenal. Like, you know, it's just great. And you know, we have crowds every week coming to watch us, and you know, you can't grumble at that. It's the most amazing thing ever to step on court and have literally thousands of people cheering you on. It's awesome.
Georgia Lee's thought that how the team comes out after halftime might be something that needs looking at.
I think actually we walk away from that with a lot of lessons learned. I don't think it's all doom and gloom. I think for 3 quarters we stayed with them in that game, and for us it just seems to be that third quarter that we need to go away and look at, make sure we're coming out firing at halftime.
Is that more a case of them turning up the heat, or things are just getting a little bit tired?
I think we mentally need to come out at half time sort of ready to go again, and whether that's something that we look at sort of keeping warm at half time, whatever it may be, whether it's a mental thing, because it seems to be that third quarter at times we just don't seem to be mentally sort of fully there as we are in the first half.
But looking at squad today as well, a lot more people got on, and Gabs was back on as well.
Yes.
So
yeah, and that's great for us. I think that's been a real strength of our whole team, is that we've got quite a lot of depth in our squad. So, especially in that midcourt area, it's good to have Gavs back in there. Sort of first quarter back today, I thought she did fantastically. So really looking forward to see where that sort of partnership goes.
Well, we saw it the other week as well, but you started and then you've got Kadeen and then George up front, and That's clicking nicely as well, isn't it?
Yeah, I think over the past few games, I think that connection's really starting to build. I think Kadeen and I, especially, sort of first season playing together, I think that relationship's come in. There's still sort of some things that we want to work on individually, and as sort of a pair and as a sort of an attacking unit. But I think definitely looking back to sort of round one, that connection is so much better. And it's exciting that there's still so much more to come for us.
Bath next, away.
Yes.
At the University of Essex.
Yes. Yes, so first time I've ever played there, and it's sort of just up the road for me, so I'm looking forward to that one.
You'll be on by 9:30.
I will. So yeah, Bath are going to be a really strong squad. So yeah, looking forward to looking back at the video from today, correcting some things, and like I said, make sure we come out in that third quarter firing.
Well, you went to the Shard.
And did.
I'm imagining that you got the lift down because there wasn't any slow pacing during the today's game. So
didn't want to burn myself out the night before, you know.
Well, that's spot on. Thanks a lot.
Thanks, Andy.
Kat Ratnapala, the director of netball, said that four goals are nothing.
It was hard fought. It was a pretty fierce competition out there. I'm really pleased with patches. There are some consistency that we need to be focusing in on, but for a new group, absolutely take that, and we'll move on. Four goals, it's nothing.
Did you imagine that kind of test from Wasps?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I mean, they're a very unchanged team, bar Katie. They're a solid squad, and yeah, I expected that, and I expected more, to be honest, but so I'm pleased with how we've come up against it, and yeah, look forward to playing them next time.
What were you happy with the most?
Our composure to keep pushing through, our fight back, and our determination to keep on pushing.
It was nice as well. We saw Joe got a good chunk of the game.
Mm-hmm.
Her performance?
Yeah, she did a good job. I think her and Raz are building combination. And Shelley. Shelley at wing defence did a fantastic job. So, yeah, absolutely. I'm pleased with, from the unit perspective, I'm really pleased with the stuff that we've been working on in training, and it's coming out in the matches. So, yeah, it's good.
And Georgia, through to Kadeen, through to George.
Yeah, absolutely.
Getting stronger.
Yeah, do you know what? They're all new combinations, and that's what I'm really excited about. You know, you can look at the third quarter, and yes, absolutely, I'm not happy with that third quarter, but I'm putting out new combinations out there, and it's important that we're in round five and we keep on putting new combinations out there and seeing what we can do and what damage we can do. So, yeah, by no means this is the final. It's the start of our journey, and I'm excited about where we're going.
Nice that Gab's got out as well.
Yeah, she's been out for about 3 weeks, so great to get her on at centre in the last quarter against Jade. But yeah, no, it's fantastic. I think a few of our injured players are returning now or getting back onto court. So yeah, it'd be good to have full strength when we go through.
What was it like shooting-wise? Hit me with the percentages.
Luke. the shooting percentages dropped off in the final quarter. It wasn't what cost us the game. What cost us the game was that third quarter and people not stepping up. But by no means are we beaten today. We didn't put out a strong enough performance. So we'll take that and we'll move forward.
Bath next in Essex as well. So that's always going to be a good chance to see that new venue.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a massive venue for us. It's about 1,800 capacity venue, so it's fantastic to get out there and to give our home fans a show for it. And yeah, I'm really looking forward to it.
And plenty of ways to get tickets online.
Yeah, absolutely. Visit our website www.mavericksnetball.co.uk.
Round 6 sees Manchester Thunder play Lightning, Seven Stars versus Surrey Storm, and Saracens Mavericks will face Team Bath, which you can watch on Sky Sports. And on Monday, Celtic Dragons will face Wasps, and London Pulse will play Sirens at the Copper Box. As always, nothing beats going along to a Super League game and watching it live, so do go support if you can in person.
Thanks for listening to The Netball Show. Get in touch with your thoughts at The Netball Show, and we'll see you next week.
I didn't really think it was ever going to happen for us, and to score the winning goal. It's just every shooter's dream, and I'm having the best day of my life right now.
These medals just for today, and we actually want to win the World Cup.
Hi, I'm Juva Mentor, and you're listening to The Netball Show.
Scotland has been doing a really good job on the international stage.
We are thrilled that we've finally been able to announce Dan Ryan as our new senior head coach.
Welsh netball is in a really strong position at the moment. It's a real privilege for captain both the Celtic Dragons and the Welsh national team.